seemed to be the biggest story this morning is the Ellsberg thing, but I guess that's expected. I think you should not comment on that, or how are you handling that?
Well, I think
that's not Watergate. I mean, there's no problem as far as I'm concerned.
Sure.
We ordered an investigation. These assholes did this, and Ehrlichman's plane is on his tooth on. I know that. I didn't know anything about that.
See, they're getting...
We had to investigate Ellsberg.
They're getting Ehrlichman from the standpoint of being aware of the burglary and not saying anything.
I know.
Told me at one point, first of all, today, I don't think I say anything. I hold the same position.
Right.
If they ask, did the president order something like this, I say, gentlemen, this is not the time for me to address that. You know, prejudice the rights of individuals or something. But the question will come, why didn't the FBI do it? And you told me that Hoover refused to do it because of Marx or something.
Yes, that is true.
And now...
you can't, it's hard to say that. Though.
Yeah.
Would you say because there had to be an investigation
should have gotten out at this point? I don't think so yet.
No, let's let that come later.
Yeah.
It'll appear defensive and arrest and let the thing bubble along. Yes, I think I'd be aggressive with regard to investigations. I think we have to say that the investigation was connected to its involvement with national security.
You see, my only problem with that, Mr. President, is if we do that today...
Don't say that today.
See, if we do it today, everything is so, you know, as we talked about last night, sorting itself out and bubbling up and so forth. If I say that today, it's White House today confirmed that the president ordered, see?
No.
I would just prefer to keep the thing the way it is.
You say I'm not going to comment on a matter that's being properly investigated.
Relates to two trials.
That's mainly it relates to trials. These are matters of the courts, and they'll be decided there.
We have to do that.
Just say that, and just to them, they say, well, they quite out refuse to comment.
That's right.
You know, with the president in it, a lot of people don't give a shit whether the president was in it or not.
That's right. But if I comment, it would put the president more in it
right.
than the early comment of yesterday.
No, it's quite true that what happened. Crazy ideas of whether Ellen and Goldberg had psychological problems with Henry's. I mean, I wish if he had psychological problems or not. We want to know if anybody was even taking him from here.
Right.
That's what we were investigating. And so Henry got into that. And poor John, you know, he sort of carried out the orders. It was all done at the staff level. I was slightest idea.
No, that's...
The first time I ever heard there was a break-in was in March. First time I finally found this picture. These crazy bastards. In their files, you see. Hunt's files.
I'm not worried about that, sir. I think the best position to take is...
No, as a white gentleman, I can't comment on trials and processes. This is fact. Sort of opposite the president's position is one of... didn't even affect the trial. Didn't get anything in them. You know, they had paid. They wanted to go back again.
Everything, it's ironic, but everything that we're dealing with now, all of the bad judgments and all of the bad activity, a lot of the stuff in the EOB failed totally. Didn't work. None worked. Nothing worked. None of this, Mr. President, we should dwell on this. Nothing affected the campaign. I said you were disturbed, nothing, Mr. President, I fought that stuff, and a lot of people inside did, because it didn't work.
Yeah.
And you were getting fed back into you, I'll tell you directly, a lot of paper, memos, about these actions with the columnists and all this type of thing. They didn't do anything of any significance in that area.
Not really.
Nothing that worked. I mean, they got Vic Lasky and a couple guys, you see, to move on that.
Yeah.
We can do a better job of that. Get that effective.
We're never going to get into that again. I mean, in a way, like, they think that kind of meeting as a new beginning. It's a tough one, but it had to be.
Sure.
We had to layer out there, and we're going to have everybody.
I had a thought that I wanted to give to you. You're going to Florida to rest, and you should think about nothing, but it might be a good idea before you leave, even before, Bob wraps up his affairs, if you have a chance today. I think in this whole process of, that you're going to be thinking about, not in Florida, but when you get back, about how the staff should work. The best guy to talk to on that before you begin to formulate your thinking is Bob.
Oh,
and I'd like to suggest that you sit down with him today before he gets too wound up in the activity.
I'll sit down with Bob, but I don't think it'll do either with John.
No.
John's pretty well done.
No, Bob. Just Bob. Because I've had long talks with Bob, 6 months ago and a year ago, about the White House and the way you work and the way you make decisions and so forth. And I don't think, Mr. President, that a lot of the people, here who will be advising you on this understand how you approach the problems and make the decisions. And he would be very helpful, I think, in providing you an understanding all of that, giving some thoughts as to how it could work. Would you like me to tell Steve to... Well, you can have a story.
Sure.
I just like to make that point.
Yeah, I don't want to be too late today. I'm going to start getting a little rest.
Absolutely.
Getting pushed. Chief Bob. Good man.
I'll tell you, I talked to him on the telephone.
Good man.
He is good. He said that. He said, Ron, you're absolutely right on the FBI thing. He told several people here, he said, I had a question about the decision that the president made. I presented my view. Now that it's made and now that I've thought about it.
I'm not there at all.
No, of course not. But I'm moving on now to the thought about the decision of voluntary resignation. He said, I'm convinced that you're right.
Voluntary resignation.
Bob said that. And his attitude is excellent. He's a good man. There aren't many like him.
Over 5 o'clock. I appreciate it. And urging strongly on that, Steve is still here. Urban, I want to be his candidate this weekend. I want to live under the president just feels very strongly that they should.
Okay.
He's there. There ain't nobody going to be there and give them a chance to think after they've been there. They've got to have a pretty regular hearing. It's really something.
Well, that was, you talking about the Ellsberg thing? That was not a leak.
Open court, but I mean the other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Six people that would be involved in the
court. I was just going to say that New York Times story.
That's not a correct story. Who do you think that came from?
I don't know. It looks like it,
Prosecutors.
Who?
Prosecutors, you think?
I don't think the prosecutors. I think there's a funny source type of thing beginning to develop in Washington. It's called the Associates. Guys are using their contacts with the press 3-4 removed Well, it's developed that the 3-4 removed sources from the primary source have proven to be so accurate for the past 10 months.
Yeah. One day they're going to be wrong.
Oh, they've been wrong an awful lot. I don't mean accurate.
I can handle your one with the post.
Came in a question, said, Ron, the president came in the press office, in the press room last night and indicated that keep giving us hell and so forth. He said, based upon that attitude expressed by the president, the one in his speech, are you as press secretary prepared now to make an apology to the Washington Post? Well,
he said,
of course, I said, yes, I am. Then I went on. But.
But you made your, what you said on what facts did you know.
That's right. Now.
Taking the elsewhere, good.
The reason
I'm thinking about the impression of things, I ordered the bugging of Ellsberg psychologists on they may not. I ordered the earlier one did. Not the bugging, but the brain.
I don't think they.
Well, they do the hell of it.
I don't think they. I'm waiting, though.
Country's not.
And it's just why, I suppose, in all of this, the main thing is just to maintain control. Not move, because there is a right time, not in the belligerent
way, no,
there's
no.
A right time
let any of us appear to be, hunkered down.
They accepted the apology, but also the important thing to raise at some point in the future, year from now, year and a half from now, when, the things that are moving before that, but they will have moved.
We're wrong.
No. But the time then will be able to address the fact that those people who accepted my apology for this statement refused to not have the courage or to apologize that may have been wrong.
And like, for example,
like on the Soviet summit, a number of the foreign
officials.
Of course, it's on the bombing. Now, that's a year. The time to make that point is a year.
No belligerence now. But also, don't let them think the president's all scurry and so forth.
No.
I hope they're not getting that impression.
No, I don't think so. As a matter of fact, I think they sense the feeling around here. I don't think they are.
It's good to have it. I think it's good to get the captain and staff yesterday on a few
days. Sure.
So that they were all together. Or do you?
No, I did. Yes, sir.
That special prosecutor matter, I guess it worries you, worries that much.
No, not to bother me to talk to
the Senate and all that sort of thing.
That Percy thing leaked out. Which doesn't bother me a bit.
Not that I wasn't willing to support him for president.
No. It leaked out on the way that you expressed.
Chagrin.
No, not chagrin, that you were disturbed, but not disturbed even, that you were upset. It was a strong way. It wasn't a weak word. That Percy, just a day after you had given Richardson the total authority on this, including this special prosecutor, if he so judged, walked out and advocated it himself. And that in the course of that expression, you said that man would never be president. It's not bad.
Why not? We've got to take a little bit of
Sure, that's what I mean. I said it's
not our people. Some of our people. He wants to draw the sword. He draws the sword.
Sure.
I said that man will never be president. By God, that's true. I think some things have got to leak out like that.
So. Sure. I agree. Also, it leaked out that you were in a large meeting like that. It always does. But we were dealing with this last night. It also leaked out that you were disturbed about the FBI men standing in a hall. And therefore came, was the president, I said, and Jerry, I told him, go on background and say the president understood that the process should be set up. Haldeman and Ehrlichman wanted the process set up. The president was disturbed, or his concern went to the fact that in that process, that there were men standing out in the hallway, making it appear that these men, were guilty. And I said, make it clear again that this step was taken to set a process to cast no aspersions on the man. So, but that
I told him to stay in the office.
That's right.
Where the final word, then we go to the hall.
Right.
It was
broke with Helen Thomas. There are enough people who walk around these halls, you see. Well, I mean, inside staff people, not press. Well,
press staff people run out and tell them.
Run out and tell them, but it magnifies itself. I don't think it was Lynn.
Well, it's too bad that it leaked out of what it's about Don Percy. Maybe it wasn't that.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. It's not a big story. It's just out in the story. I think it's good. You see, it's things like that, little things like that. Actually, yesterday I thought I couldn't assess it. Today, I think it's a thing like that that's good because, by God, it shows the president, you know, running things, fighting, forceful, and I think it's not positive for Percy, but I don't care. I mean, if you take out, you know, this period of this one little small element in the last 4.5 years, you've been able to accomplish what you've accomplished under a certain procedure of operation. Now, that may have to adjust some because you can't replace all of them.
No.
There's no other man
no.
that who has the discipline that he does, really. But there's a way for it to work well.
One thing we have to remember, too, when we read these headlines, we want to remember the terrible, scary headlines. You know, it's hard for remember the power of take the December bombing and the May and the Cambodian thing. And yet, curiously enough, we have a country we made. Although he's getting himself involved in it too.
No, I'm not. I think indicate you have to stay away from the water.
No, but I mean, I'm taking leaks, but I'm thinking of the only thing left on it is the, what they call this,
plumbers
operation. But that was almost exclusively FBI. I mean, we did, as far as I know, 1769, it was all FBI. They copied them up plenty around there.
Of course, I'm getting to the point where I feel that if we in the next 2-3 weeks, you move along with the business as you're doing already today and yesterday. Move to, not abruptly, but to make the staff organization and the way you're going to work known, it's going to begin to shift things away. And when and if the whole plumber's thing leaks or whatever, I'm inclined to think that you will be, or you are moving into a position where you can simply say, gentlemen, yes, that did happen. The decisions that I made in relation to determine these facts were made, but the execution was done poorly. And it's all out now. Now, what's your next question? Let's move along here.
Well, I'm not going to say that we didn't go the execution. Well, the execution and the one thing, but I mean, there's no reason why if something leaks to a newsman, there shouldn't be some, you have to check the newsman. You kind of should check where the hell it goes.
Oh, sure.
Or, you know, do you agree?
Well, I wasn't speaking specifically to one instance when I mentioned that. I was just speaking as a general proposition.
Yes, we have to protect national security.
Sure.
It's my job. These leaks can destroy the foreign ones.
Well, and the fact is, it was your judgment as President of the United States that leaks would have an impact on the national security.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, okay, sir.